People used to journal, write poetry, write stories, and they were writers. Eventually, they did so with machines called typewriters. Yet they were still writers. Being a typist implied something very different. They didn't tell their friends they needed to get away to a cabin to type. The technology evolved, and people wrote on computers, or typed. And they too were writers. The internet turned some of those people into bloggers. Blogging was akin to journaling, but done in public. The name originally derived from weblog, and like journaling, it described the act, not a location, not a specific company. Initially, blogging was rather DIY, though over time, platforms like Blogspot, WordPress, and later Ghostly came to dominate the space. They offered hosting and tools to simplify setting up your own site. But no one was ever a WordPresser or a Blogspotter. They either adopted the term to describe the act, blogger, not the company, or fell back to writer. Then, around 2010, platform companies convinced their users to do free advertising for them by self-identifying as part of the platform. YouTubers, Instagrammers, TikTokers, Patreons, Substackers, and so on. People started self-branding. They were no longer a creative, a filmmaker, a photographer, a podcaster, or a writer. Your identity belonged to the private company, of which in addition to advertising for, you created all the value for free. In exchange for? The allure of celebrity, or perhaps just a smidgen of recognition? The next step was a kind of platform narcissism, where a majority of content on any of these platforms is about the platform itself, about how to succeed as a digital serf. It comes in two flavors. Those trying to sell you their secret wisdom, with some sort of clickbait, fully discounting the survivorship bias, while it is often dubious if they are in fact successful themselves, it's by no means guaranteed they have anything in them apart that will translate outside of their dumb luck or particular hustle. I've grown from X in Y time. Lessons learned in getting X subscribers. What mistakes I've made. Always a popular one. And then there's those trying to hijack your empathy by suggesting that like you, no one is following them. And so you likely have a lot in common, or at least should pity them, and click follow. Here's a thing I did for my two followers. Not only do these platforms convince you to become their digital serfs, they also persuade you that they are necessary, that you wouldn't succeed without them. Through their cancerous growth, they're the only option if you want to be recognized. Just stop it. Be a creative. Write, film, photograph, record, make. But do these things on your own terms, not as a platform serf. Do these things on your own platforms, or ones that belong to your community, either of practice or location. Don't be a shill for a faceless corporation that has no interest in you or your work, beyond how it can be monetized to their benefit. I write these words on a platform that has no intention to take over the world, one that wants to be part of a healthy ecosystem where hundreds or thousands of similar platforms exist, not two or three. And I refuse to even name it. You might be reading these words on a website, through an RSS reader, or in your inbox. You might even be listening to them. Beyond making an ethical choice to eschew the cancerous platforms, you don't care where I save my words or what the mechanics of their transport are. I write because I care about something, because I want to better understand ideas for myself, not for a metric.